Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Hump Day, August 16th, 2023. Sarah, Vinny, Brinny, Alex, and our special Wednesday guest. And Thursday, too, usually. It's V. Hale.
What the
hi, guys.
Hell?
What are we doing?
Well,
what are we talking about today?
We have a few things we can talk about, but the one that I really want to get to is Taryn Manning. So what do you know about this story?
I don't. I saw the headline of speaks out after a bizarre video is posted, and I meant to go back to it, and I just didn't. So I'm like, did she relapse? Because she's been sober, right? Like,
I don't know. You see, now you already know more about her as a person than I do.
Okay.
Oh.
So what do you know?
Recovering addict, I believe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, that adds a wrinkle. That's not mentioned anywhere in this stuff I'm seeing. How about I just read you the story, and then we can... And then we can hear the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
What? Are you okay?
I had my volume so loud during the song quiz we did.
Oh, no. Did I yell in your
ear? No. I just,
no, you were far away. It didn't sound that loud.
I just turned the volume down now, and I'm like, oh, God, what was I doing to my poor head?
I think that this, whatever the settings are on the board for this, it is loud. I always turn this down a little bit.
Anyway.
It's a little bit louder.
It's much better now. Thank you.
I'm glad to
my
hear
bad.
It. Yeah. By the way, Edwin, thanks for always updating the scorecard there. I appreciate that. Hey, before we jump into this thing, my friend Mike J, he said, I just want to say I'm thoroughly enjoying the show this morning. Your Aerosmith singing was spot on. It's just really impressive. After all these years, you guys still have such great energy and a passion for doing what you do.
Oh, that is awesome.
It is awesome. I love
it. True. We like it. Mm.
So good.
Thank you, Mike J.
Thanks, Mike J. Really nice.
And he's, for those of you that don't know, Mike J is really handsome.
Yeah. Supermodel.
Really,
he was a male
really
model.
Handsome.
He toured Europe modeling things. Just like, I'll put that on and show you what it looks like on me. Good, right?
Huh? I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I knew he was a model. I didn't know he toured
Europe. Oh, no.
Europe.
He was like
a full-on
male supermodel.
Yeah, he's good looking.
He is. You know, he's
he beat out that other guy in the band for his hot wife.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know that part.
That's a good story,
impressive.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
They both were vying for her affections. And she chose. She had to choose. She had to make a choice.
You ever? Oh, yeah, you did. You, Whitey and John were dueling
no,
it
they
out
weren't.
To have
mm-hmm.
your...
No,
yeah, they were.
I was done with Whitey.
Hey, V, you ever have two
done.
Guys just want you so bad and you're right in the middle going, I don't know, let's see how this one goes tonight.
I choose me.
No, I
goodbye.
Wish.
Oh.
I wouldn't choose me.
You
I'd let one of them
so
go
ridiculous.
At me.
Oh, you're fun. All right.
We're both of them.
Yeah.
Go on.
It was a show I was just watching where the two dudes were like, we've decided we'll... Oh, it was Ted Lasso. It was Jamie Tott.
Oh, yeah.
And Roy
yeah.
Kent.
Yep.
So we're going to let you
that's
choose.
That's another thing they didn't wrap up.
I get to
it's
choose.
So
and then they're both.
And they're both out front.
Stupid dummy.
I choose to put you outside, then, don't I?
Oh,
Jamie,
just like her.
Jamie fucking Tott. Jamie, he's like Jimmy. Mm. There's like a weird eh.
Mm.
Poop-a. It's like he's gonna butt poopy. Your butt smells poopy. Your bum smells poopy. Okay, here's the.
And you wonder why we tangent so much.
Jesus shit, we're having fun. Oh, that's fun. Taryn Manning is an actress, and she played Pensatucky on Orange Is the New Black. She was like
among other many yes, big jobs. She's not a one-time worker.
I don't
worker.
Recognize any of this. I
2000s
looked,
icon, man. Yeah.
Oh well, tell me what else about her.
I'd have to look off the top of my head. I don't know, but when Eight she
Mile.
Was in Orange Is the New Black.
Oh, I didn't see Eight Mile.
Eight Mile.
Yeah,
and,
Eight Mile.
Hustle and Flow.
Oh, she's Hustle in Hustle. Oh my God, is she Snowflake yeah. in Hustle and Flow? Is she the white chick with the braids? That's yes. my favorite character from Hustle and Flow.
Well, that's Taryn well, Manning.
Fucking A. I love her. I actually love that girl. God, she's great. She doesn't sing the part that's...
No.
That's like the, one, yeah. of the, one of his hosts.
No, that's Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's Taraji, that's huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's great in that, too. That's a great movie.
It
it's a
is.
Great movie. Yeah.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply. The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Oh, okay. Wow. I'm totally rearranging my
it's
thoughts
hot
on.
Hot out here for a pamper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All
trying
day.
To get some money for a pamper. Yeah. Yeah. Cadillac and my money spent. Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember.
Her IMDb has her busy all through 22, 23. She's done some work. She's continuing to work despite many of us not.
I think
really
it's just
knowing.
Not all like well, crazy mainstream.
She did nine
stuff.
Episodes of Hawaii Five-0, the newer, not the olden oh. days, but the newer ones.
Well, you know, the thing is, she's very chameleon-like because I'm looking at these pictures of her and I've seen Hustle and Flow like 3 times and I did not. Now that I'm here, now I'm looking at the eyebrows and thinking, oh, that is her, but she just has a whole different look.
She was on Sons of Anarchy for 7 episodes.
I didn't see that. Did you remember
oh,
her from that?
That's
no,
right.
I don't.
Anyway, this Taryn Manning is in the news because she loves to munch butts, it turns out. So she's talking about this crazy shit is going down with her. So here's the thing. They say here, she's as crazy in real life as her character, Pensatucky. Maybe not. Maybe she's just having an episode. And as V. Hale pointed out, she appears to be wasted in this, and
yes, she
has an addiction
high
problems.
And driving or something, yeah.
So she posts a video on social media where, first of all, she's fucking seems hammered. Although hearing a regular interview with her, she also seemed hammered during that.
Yes,
she just
she's
has
got
an interesting voice.
Yeah, yeah. She definitely has
talks
something,
an affectation yeah. of some kind or a lisp, possibly some kind of impediment, maybe. Anyway, she's behind the wheel of a car. Not driving, at least, but she says she's just pulled over. Do you want to just roll this video?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. All here, right. listen here closely, everyone.
So I had to pull over because I'm just, like, I don't want to, like, cause crashes because I'm just so rooted right now. So. The man that I've been messing with is a married man, and every night, well, for about 3 nights in a row, or even maybe there's a night in between. I was licking his butthole. Nope. Because he liked it. And I didn't mind doing it. Does that bother? Is that weird? Yeah. And that is what demons do. So we drove all the way down to Newport Beach today so I could buy him a boat.
Lucky.
I was so in love, so I thought, so I could buy this gentleman a boat. And I brought cash to put a down payment down. Like, I really loved him. I was like, yes, like, we're into the same thing. Like, we're kinky, blah, blah, blah. And his wife, because he's married, and I feel so bad because I can't stand her. I can't stand his wife. Because she wasn't even like, wait, what? You've been messing with my man? She said, you lunatic, you get out of my life or I'll get an RO on you.
Restraining order.
No, I'll put your ass in jail. Anyway, so I've been licking your man's butthole for weeks on end because he likes it a lot. And I do it to him. And he comes to me and it happens.
Is that a laugh or is she on the verge of a...
That's what I'm saying. Is she crying or is that laughing?
I don't see tears. I don't see tears.
I think she's like laughing, yeah.
But in a despairing way?
In a fucked up drunk or high way is what it is.
She does seem buzzed, in my opinion. It's possible she's got an effect on her...
Oh, no. That's more than alcohol.
That seems... Yeah, but it seems like...
Way more than alcohol.
Oh, you think it's more than even alcohol? You think it's... She's like...
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she seems high on something.
Like, when you start going into, like, that's what demons do, like,
yeah,
that's not booze. That's drugs talking right
the
there.
The fuck is, what does she mean?
Though?
Well,
quick,
it is true, though,
done.
That demons do eat ass, obviously. Go ahead.
All right, here it goes.
That's a lot. I know it's a lot of information, but I'm the lunatic, right?
Right.
No, I'm just single. Very single. And he came to me. So you don't accuse me of being a lunatic, but I'll tell you one thing, lady. You want to put me in jail? I'll put you in jail so fast, your head will be spinning. Don't you ever threaten me. And I will show you how I do. Oh. Don't you ever threaten me when your husband came to me to get his butthole licked.
So it goes without explanation, right? And now that I've heard the whole thing, of course she's wasted. Like, of course she is.
And she posted that to social media.
Yeah.
And she's...
Well, that's another reason I think it's drugs. Like,
yeah, or drugs. Whatever she's on. Yeah, something.
Posted that, yeah.
This is, like, I'm sad for her that she posted this.
Well, yeah.
This is
and
a
the funniest
low...
part is that the apology letter at the end, she says, just give me time to heal. What the fuck? Nobody did any of this to you, but you did this to yourself.
Heal from my embarrassment, you know.
Yeah, here, probably.
Here's, so this, by the way, that's not the only video that she put up.
Oh,
although
no.
That's the one, just so you know.
Oh, there was another one?
There were a couple others.
She Same took, day?
Yeah. She took them all down.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the one. I don't know if you can find
the
other one.
Though.
So that's the one. I mean, you know, the butthole looking thing, night after night of butthole licking. He would come to me and just pull his pants down and bend over. What do you say?
I said, she's buying some dude a boat and cash. Like, how much fucking money did she, like,
let's find
out. She's made bank.
Yeah, well, she's worked.
She's worked. Like, like I said, I pulled up her IMDb and she's working solidly. So she's someone who may have just torpedoed her career.
As of 23, she's worth $2 million.
No, I don't think so, because I think she went off.
That's it?
They're saying $2 million.
She came back.
How in the hell is she blowing through?
Well, drugs.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, she was going to buy some dude a boat.
Right.
Because he let her lick his butthole. Like,
thank you for letting me lick
right.
your
how is,
butthole.
Yeah, like, well, that's what I mean.
He should be buying her the boat.
Right,
dude,
is my point. Exactly. Like, she's this girl. But I'll tell you something. This is an interesting look at someone who's single and someone who's in a marriage. Like, that guy, despite wanting to get... have dirty, nasty sex, built a life with some lady, and that lady is saying, get out of here. It's already humiliating enough, but they probably have kids and all the things that you know what I mean? Like, it's hard to undo that. It's not a simple breakup. So this woman is unfortunately stuck with this guy who's brought this into her life. She's the wife.
Stuck with him. She's staying. And here's what's funny is I get she's obviously mad at Taryn Manning, but it's always on the woman, right? Like, fuck you, you get out, whatever, and then I'm going to sit here and like...
No. I agree with you 1,000% that the husband's the one cheating on the marriage. What I'm saying, though, is this drunken fool talking into her camera, she's probably had to deal with this chick a couple times. The wife. Yeah. And the wife's probably like, it's not bad enough that my husband is having an affair, but here's your drugged or drunk ass in my front yard.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So, I mean, I guess I'm just, and then on top of that now, she's the wife, the third in this video. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, she's the third. Great.
So, Taryn Manning put up a, I'll just read you her, her follow-up statement. This is after she's, I don't know, come down and decided, well, I better get all that stuff off the internet.
Whoopsie.
Yeah, exactly. Over the past few days, I've had some time to reflect on the situation I've been dealing with. I would do her voice, but I feel like that would be so super disrespectful of someone who was clearly out of their fucking minds. I was deeply hurt and handled things on a public platform when I should have just dealt with them quietly with the support of my close friends and family. I felt a lot of guilt after exposing everything, and I thought maybe the best resolution to the situation would be to say I lied about it all, but that isn't the truth. I started a relationship with somebody who was married, and he told me he would leave his wife. In the end, I found out that wasn't possible. I pride myself on being an ethical and kind person. I know what I did was wrong, but the heart makes you do crazy things sometimes. I'm sorry for exposing my situation. I'm not sorry for how I love. I hope to find somebody who cherishes me the way I adore them, a healthy type of love, a love that isn't so blind that it forces me to be somebody I'm not, like someone who licks assholes, you know? This was a huge...
She didn't write that part, though. What? She likes it.
This was a huge learning lesson for me. With all this said, I'm asking everyone to please give me my privacy so I can heal and mend my heart. Thanks, Taryn. Mm. Yeah, well, that's a problem when you put up all those.
Right.
How many say they're going to leave their wife and then they're over there thinking you're kind of separately starting to build what's going to be a new relationship. By the way, women, they're never going to leave their wife. Like, don't play that game and don't listen to it. They're having their cake and eating it too, so... That's insane.
But. I also, as I was doing my research and looking her up to find some, you know, jobs that she's done that we would recognize, there is Taryn Manning, an American actress and singer. She's best known for portraying Tiffany Pennsylvania Doggett in the Netflix original series Orange is the New Black. Right below that is parents, Bill Manning and Sharon Manning. And I just went, oh, they're both alive and... witnessing this video.
Our daughter's an ass muncher.
Can you imagine? They're just like, what the fuck, Taryn?
Taryn, did you have to tell everyone that you love the stink of asshole? Was it not enough that you were fucking a married man? But that you're licking his butthole too, honey?
Yikes. Oh, to be a parent of a young person today, wouldn't that be great? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So oh, wait, great. I am.
I was going to say, oh, wait.
Good luck with that, Vin. It's going to be great. Oh, everything's going to be fine.
Oh, yeah.
So what are your thoughts on all that, V?
I don't know. I think, like, the situation at hand happens daily, not the video posting, but
the ass munching.
Cheating, whatever.
Oh, like, oh, the cheating, sure.
Right. Yeah. But ass munching, too. but it's, I think she definitely... We're not clear if it was booze or drugs or both, to be honest.
Right.
But I think she also probably, it all went down and then she probably went and got fucked up because of
yes.
it. Because that's kind of what you do when, right? When you're
like, an addict. Fucking like, did it again,
something
right?
Triggers you, yeah. And then she posted. I think it sucks. Like, I think it sucks because that, like, look, she took that down from what I've saw. It's everywhere. Once it's on the internet, it lives forever. And it sucks because it's like you can't fuck up anymore.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at chumbacasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
These days.
Well, and I would bet, and I don't doubt that, you know, the bartender at the Red Onion in Newport Beach, who heard this whole story 5 times while she was powering down shots, I'm sure he could have, you know, burned her or might be like another drunk person who, right. And especially looking at her, she does not look like a celebrity when you look at her.
Mm-hmm. Even in her roles, like I just realized, you know, she looks like a dirtbag in all the roles.
In the video where she's doing this confessional, it's like, whose glasses did she steal? They don't even fit her.
Yeah.
They're like too big and rolling down her nose. What do you shop for glasses with? Anyway. Yeah, she's definitely looks a mess. I doubt that the person who was serving her drinks believed she was whoever she said she was.
Well, maybe she doesn't start with that either. She just assumes that people know who she is, maybe. Or not, or maybe they just don't. Maybe she's not one of those. Because honestly, she looks different in every fucking picture. Every picture I see of her, I'm like, oh yeah, she kind of looks like her in that. Okay, that one. You know, so maybe she's just one of those people who just morphs into whatever character and then... So crazy.
Drunk people, though. I'm sure if you're a bartender, God. You hear it enough that it doesn't even register, right?
Listening to her ramble through that whole thing, just and the whole like,
The things people do. I used to work at the surf shop in Cardiff by the Sea. It's called Nectar Surf Shop. And it was it was right along PCH or Highway 1 or whatever you want to call it. And this lady pulls up in a taxi.
Yeah.
Shit faced.
Yeah.
Just. Shit-faced. Oh. The taxi lets her out. She comes in. He's clearly been paid to stay with her. She's like, ripped and needs a swimsuit. And I'm like, oh, God. What the fuck?
Oh, God.
And she's like, yeah, I just got paid, and I got the taxi waiting for me, and I've gone to the bar, and I've had some drinks, and now I'm going to go swim. And I'm like, I don't know if you should be in the water at all.
Yeah.
She's barely, like, you know, upright. But there are people.
Did you sell her a swimsuit?
That's what she wanted. But she truly is someone who had just gotten paid, based on what she told me. Just got paid, is blowing her whole paycheck, and will sober up in the morning and go, oh, no.
I got to work all week again just to get more money for drinks.
So you never know what...
You never know what someone's going through or what they're up to. That's the one time you ever saw her, and you're making a lot of assumptions.
So anyway, Taryn is very obviously an addict and suffering.
Yeah, it's not an awesome story. No. But it's interesting as fuck. The ass licking thing, like she's so sucks, into it, right? But like, also she hates that. Come on.
She doesn't hate it.
She does. She hates it.
And I think that she mentions it there. We're into the same things. He's kinky like me. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, that is... But I've said this to you a million times. You do that to people you like. You don't do that to someone on a one-night stand.
Well, she loves him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. She likes him, and that was her way of saying, I'm all in, dude.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stick my face right in your fucking butt.
Yep.
That's how much I like you. Even though no one wants to do that ever, and it smells like butt.
It doesn't smell like.
It does. It smells like caca. Stop it. It's caca.
Use a soapy washcloth.
Sometimes you're there's clean. Still gas, like right behind the sphincter.
It's not gas.
There is.
If not more.
Especially a dude's ass. Come on, you guys.
Oh, we're the ones with the worst asses.
No, a guy's.
You're right. I agree 1,000%. I said that. I wanted to defend myself and my people, but. You're right.
I didn't even have to say
anything. Seen my own butthole and went, I wouldn't lick that
he
thing.
He looked at me and he couldn't defend it.
That was very grown up of you.
Good job, Vinny.
Very mature, Vinny.
How often do you see your own butthole?
Not often, but I've definitely seen it and was like, yeah. That's why they put it back there. I sure wouldn't want to shit out of my belly button, that's for sure, right?
Oh, my God.
There'd be a lot less hugging going on. Yes, like that right
that's
now.
For sure.
Did you just fart right into my belly button?
Anyway, V-Hale, did you bone that boy again?
Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to go there Friday.
Oh, yes! Yes! We love it! Can you video the whole thing?
Yeah.
Sure.
Can we sit there on FaceTime with you?
Yeah, I'll let him know.
That'd be fun. Could we?
I'll just set it up on the dresser. He won't know. It'll look like it's just like
Sarah's hand is up.
What time are you thinking? Because I'm thinking maybe happy hour.
Random hookup.
Right.
Oh, great. No, let's bring the listeners on.
I can't do that anymore.
Actually, I can't do it either.
Goddamn. Yeah. School to run.
We're all none of us is stuck at home.
Those
are fun days. Those were good times.
Those were good times.
It was like we had no other outlet, no one else to see. We're like, we'll just get on Zoom and have a party.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Those days are gone.
Bummer, dude.
One of these days. Do it again. Hey, V, coming back tomorrow?
Sure am.
All right.
So are you excited about seeing him? Is having an appointment like this exciting?
I played.
Did you say you're soaked? Oh, yeah, that's what we like to hear.
She likes him.
She's soaked. No,
I played 3 times yesterday. Like I'm losing my mind. I need to get laid.
What is
played with your stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking hot.
She played.
That is fucking hot. All right, 3 times.
Yeah.
Let me ask this.
A rough day.
Do you find yourself doing that with a couple hours in between, or do you just mean 3 like right in a row?
No. It was 3 separate times, hours in between. Mm.
She's horny.
I couldn't like you know, sometimes you're satisfied and you're good. And then sometimes like a couple hours later, you're like.
Yeah, I know boys like that, like me, but I don't know about women. I don't know any women who are like, I mean, I'm on my third jack off like, for the day.
No, that's my point is it's usually not, it's not 3 times in a day for me. So yesterday was like, I was like, wow, this is. Someone needs to dick me down and handle this.
Nice.
You know?
Well said, V.
Dick me down.
Old dick me down. I like it.
Yeah, the old dick me down. Didn't that guy just die?
Old dick me down is dead?
No. Yeah,
I just met him.
Yeah, I think he died. He was from the band. Robbie, no, who was it? Who just died from the band? Burned Old Dick Me Down.
What?
Robertson.
Is it Robbie Robertson?
Isn't
is that
it?
Who it was?
I don't know. I was never into the band, so I can't really.
Oh, a bunch of porn videos pop up.
Old Dick Me Down. No, it's Old Dixie. The day they burned Old Dick. The night they burned Old Dixie
are
down.
You on work computer, Old dude, Dick Me Down.
Mm. Robbie Robertson, yeah. That's the guy.
He died maybe like last week or possibly Monday.
Boy, he was the handsome guy in the band. Wow. Oof.
Was he?
Oof. Yeah.
I don't know if that's saying Garth Hudson.
No, everybody named Garth. That's not a great name. Sorry about it, Garth.
Anyway, How do we end up on these guys?
Party on, Garth. We're out of here.
Dick down.
Party Don Shula. Party on, Wayne. Also died, too.
Oh, right.
Dick Shula? Don Shula. Like Dick Shula.
Thank God Tom Berenger's still alive.
Is he?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you mean what Rick we're Derringer? Talking about at
all. And he is alive. Okay, he's 74 years old.
Thank God. Tom Berenger's still alive, everyone.
See that Dancing with the Stars old guy?
Oh, for God's sake. God, we gotta go. We're done. Go listen, meeting, I know we don't want to go to our meeting, but we gotta go.
Say it, Vin.
The end.